Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Kristen Agopian Show. Shout outs from everybody here in Studio B as we connect with our now 200 plus stations coast to coast. Greetings to you all. This week's show is brought to you by our caring sponsors at Elite Rehab, because everybody knows a family that's fighting the effects of today's substance abuse epidemic. And if someone you care about needs help, pick up the phone for their sake and for your sake and call the professionals at 800-932-4080. That's 800-932-4082. Help the ones you love put that chapter behind them, again, for their sake and for yours. Sitting here, coffee in hand, the gang all says hi, going with more pumpkin spice. It's so good. I got a load of this. I told you about this last week for like 75% off. It is delish. I am digging it. Looking out the studio windows. They just cut the grass here at the station. Gorgeous weather here in the Philadelphia area. And high time, given all the rain we had to deal with lately. And we're touching on two things today. Who am I kidding? You'll know we'll hit a dozen things. But I want to focus specifically on two things. We're circling back with another home improvement update. I'm getting tons done in the house now that the weather is getting a little nicer. This time, the latest project in my son's room, huge changes, all for 75 to 90% off. He's growing up. I got to get rid of the Thomas the Tank Engine stuff. We had Minecraft stuff. We're going to update that just a bit too. And I got to flood more emails from listeners who took their talents and the gold mine known as Craigslist and turned it into a monster side hustle. You guys, I'm not talking 100 a week, which would be impressive enough. I'm talking about people sending me pictures, sending me receipts who are bringing in $1,000 a week, thousands of dollars a month in their spare time with their unique talents, talents that all of you guys share out there, talents that you possess as well. Love it. With no further ado, a quick precursor story that all ties in. Who sent me this? Corey, listening in from Abilene, Texas. Thank you, Corey. 1 in 4 Americans are ditching summer vacation this year. 1 in 4 Americans, and that's a given. That's a solid, definitely ditching. There are others that are thinking about not doing it. Summertime blues hitting early. According to a new survey, more than a quarter, 26% of Americans are not planning summer getaways, with another 22% saying they're still on the fence. So that's about half of Americans. This is from Bankrate. They live to do these surveys and they're very thorough about them. Polled more than 2,500 adults. They're not talking to 10 people. It could be skewed. They're talking to 2,500 adults. Here's the major reason. Affordability at 60% was the major reason why. Respondents cited day-to-day bills at about 50% and paying down debt at 25% is the two most inhibiting factors. Does this sound like you at all? People think it sounds like our household. We're all trying to cut down on debt. We're all trying to cut down on spending we don't need to do. You try to balance it out with getting some time away with your family and your friends. I get it. But here's the thing. One thing I keep getting from emails, the tone, fantastic, incredible optimism and greatness and fantasticness. But you guys are way too hard on yourself. You think to yourself, this is a vibe I'm getting from some of the emails. You know, I just feel like I'm the only one out there that doesn't have money to give my family a vacation. I feel like I'm the only one out there that, you know, doesn't buy the new furniture. I'm going for the older furniture. I'm good with stuff. This is so not the case. Let this survey be your proof. Guys, half of Americans aren't taking a vacation or are seriously thinking about not taking a vacation. And they're all talking about why. Here's the big thing. Are you ready for this? I almost spit out my coffee. And you know how I love my coffee. Here we go. Previous surveys, again from Bankrate, they connect with thousands of people, found that 29% of American households have more credit card debt than they do savings. What does that mean? That means 1 in 3 people out there, people you know, people that you think have it all together, people that you think have all the money in the world for a vacay or for new furniture or whatever. That's not the case, guys. They're putting on a good show. We are all in the same boat. 29% of American households have more credit card debt than they do savings. 40% of the people that do have a little more in savings than credit card debt do not even have $1,000 saved, okay? Of the generations polled, this really grabbed me. Of the generations polled, Generation Xers, you know, I love these names, at 74%, these are the youngins out there, were most likely to cite money as a reason not traveling, okay? Followed by the silent generation of 48%, younger millennials at 29%. Here's what I loved. Only 20% of baby boomers, these are, you know, your retirees, everything else, only 20% of baby boomers said cost was an issue, meaning they are far more financially secure. Why? Because they grew up in a time where it was pounded into our heads, you got to save more than you spend. So there's your end game, all right? You want to be one of the people when you're polled one day by, so how do you feel about the economy? How do you feel about your personal finances? You can say, you know what? I am rocking it because I didn't spend my brains out on vacations or furniture or anything else. We're going on vacation, guys. We're going to make it happen. And we're getting furniture. And here's exactly how we're doing it. Not only did I find Robbie, I was talking about my son's room makeover that we did. We're clearing out some of the Minecraft. We're clearing out the smaller bed. He wanted bunk beds and he's got great taste. So he's trying to describe what he's talking about and I'm getting a good feel for it. We go on Craigslist and we find this fantastic bunk bed. It's not like standard army, you know, G.I. Joe bunk beds. It's a bunk bed where you got the bunk bed on the top. And on the bottom, you've got dresser drawers and a desk, and this bottom bed sticks out perpendicular to the other one. You know what I'm saying? Picture it in your head. Anyway, the one that he loved was $950, not including tax, not including delivery, not including anything. We go on Craigslist and we find one for $150. It's beautiful. It's exactly what we're looking for. I connect with the owner and she says it's great. It's perfect. It's a great match. She then connects with me a couple, 24 hours later, says if I can get it on a certain date at a certain time, because she had new furniture coming in, if I get it at a certain date and a certain time and get it out of her house, she'll take $50 off. So now, even with the rental van, the rental truck that I used, I'm getting this $1,000 bed by the time you add in taxes and delivery, I'm getting this $1,000 bed for less than $200. That's what I'm talking about. And it's in fantastic shape. I'll post some pictures later. We're gonna try to get it up this weekend. So in that, I mean, we were talking about Craigslist a lot. That story combined with the pictures and the texts and the emails and the Facebook feedback I'm getting from people, we got to do one more on getting a side hustle up on Craigslist. Think about your fantastic talent. Something that you love to do as a hobby. Is it collecting? Is it working on electronics? Is it repairing stuff? Whatever it is, chances are outstanding. There's a hustle waiting for you on Craigslist. Here's what we're talking about. And here's the big things. We're going to go over the major points from last time, taking 5 minutes for that, and then we're expanding on them. Number one, your best bet, go to the free stuff section. Why? Number one, because it's free. Secondly, because you'll find a lot of furniture in that section. Furniture people just need to get rid of. Maybe they don't have the physical strength to get rid of it on their own. Maybe they don't have a truck to get rid of it. Maybe they want it to go to a good home and they don't want it to go to the dump. It has a lot of good years left in it. You will be astonished at what you find in the free section. That's one of the biggest side hustles. People who want to put together bedroom sets and they're beat up here over, you got a beat up dresser, you got a beat up armoire, you got a beat up desk. You take it home, you spend an afternoon with some sandpaper and some beautiful glossy black paint, put some new pulls on there, or you customize a crib and a dresser in light butter yellow and you resell that for $500 when it only took you $25 to make it. People are doing it right and left. It's unbelievable. Clothing, wedding gowns. I shouldn't laugh. Wedding gowns, you got to wonder the story behind a free wedding gown because honestly, those things cost some serious bucks. But people are out there making side hustles with that too. They sell them, normally they go for $2,000. They'll sell them for $500. Boom. So you're searching under the free stuff. We've gotten our $10,000 swing set. We've gotten all kinds of, toys, and you can find clothes. You can find everything there. Do your touch-ups. Think seriously about what you're good at. Think seriously about the furniture that you know is going to move fast. Here's a tip. When it comes to these free items, oftentimes they will have like a huge desk that belongs in like a James Bond movie as the villain's desk. It's huge. It's the size of a boat. Don't go for those big of items. You want to go for the medium to smaller size items. They're going to be easier for you to transport and much more appealing to your audience. Next up, when you're putting your write-ups here, this is all straight from the people who are making $1,000 a week flipping stuff on Craigslist. get some high quality pictures. We talked about this briefly, but this is your A number one thing. Tons of pictures, very descriptive, and be very honest. Being very honest is going to help you as well as them. If something still has a scratch on it, maybe an antique, antiques are going to have scratches. Be very honest about the condition of it. It's going to save you time. It's going to save them time. And good pictures go a long way. It's brilliant. I want to get one more point in here, a couple more points in here. Flip the stuff you ordinarily wouldn't think of. Okay, the core idea is to take advantage of price differences between markets. So you're getting something for free, and you want to sell it well below the standard price out there in retail. Think about selling it for half the price of retail. Half the price seems to be between used books, used appliances, used clothing, used everything. You know, get online, do your research, see what things are selling for, and then maybe take your price down 5, 10%. Make sure you're still making money, but it's all good. Guys, the time is flying. Best items to sell and flip on Craigslist right after this.
Looking for high-speed internet where you live but are out of reach of cable and fiber options? Look no further. High-speed internet is now available in your area. As your local authorized HughesNet retailer, Whole Home Connect makes it easy to get the high-speed internet you need with blazing fast speeds, unlimited data with no hard data limits, with built-in Wi-Fi for as little as $2 a day. Act now and for a limited time, get free standard installation and free equipment with HughesNet from Whole Home Connect. You'll enjoy internet service that lets you do more of everything you want to do online, like shopping, surfing, and staying in touch. Call Whole Home Connect and see for yourself why HughesNet is America's number one choice for satellite internet.
800-819-8312. 800-819-8312. 800-819-8312. That's 800-819-8312.
Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. Protect your money with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-461-9694. 800-461-9694. That's 800-461-9694.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-932-4082. 800-932-4082. 800-932-4082. That's 800-932-4082. Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first. Call right now for prices so low, they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-363-2126. 800-363-2126. 800-363-2126. That's 800-363-2126.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt.
800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
And we are back with the Kristen Agopian Show, jumping right into it, guys. Your most lucrative side gigs, side hustles, start them immediately, start making money immediately using Craigslist. Okay, now, in no particular order, if something doesn't sound like you, don't go flipping the channel, man, because something's coming up that's going to hit you perfectly. Getting into flipping used cars, this jumped me because this is something our family has used to our benefit as well. When you have a little bit of seed money to work with, this is, from what I'm hearing from listeners, the most lucrative side hustle. Here's the thing. That's us. Our last car that we bought, I talked about this before, a gorgeous, safe, beautiful, classy Lincoln Town car, only had about 75,000 miles on it, which for us is brand spanking off the showroom floor new, that we got for $3,000. $3,000. After all, we had little, you know, tweaks and stuff done to it. All of that added up. We had it tuned up. We had new tires put on. We had everything done to it to make it beautiful inside and out. $3,000. Forget the commercial saying you got to spend $20,000 or more on a car. They're out of their minds. And if you are the type of person out there, if you were part of that demographic that knows their way around a car, I am tipping my hat to you because I'm on the other end of the spectrum. I need people like you in my life. My husband's genius with cars. And it was that genius that led him to all of the shopping. He did his homework and he found us this great car, saving us tens of thousands of dollars, okay? That is the most lucrative area. Now, if you know, say you go to the car auctions, which I'm hearing are a gold mine for this stuff, and you can tell when a car is in decent shape, it just looks like heck. Those are the ones you want to get for the bargain basement price. You pay in cash if you can. Sometimes there's some wiggle room there as well. And then you buff it up. You get it taken care of. You tune it up. You clean it up. You know exactly what you need to do. That is where I'm hearing from people who are making $1,000 or more a week. Same thing with motorcycles. Buy it for $2,000, sell it the next week for $3,000. You just made yourself a beautiful profit. Flipping gets easier the more resources you have to devote to it. All right, your biggest things you're talking about here. So we talked about electronics. And that, I love that. Can I tell you how much I love the huge booming electronics market on Craigslist? Because the thought of people just throw out their last year's beautiful, I had to stand in the rain for 2 days to get it, phone or electronic or laptop or Kindle or whatever it is. And then they toss it away the next year. I had it in my head. I really did. That people were just tossing it. It's going to wind up in a landfill. Not the case. Apparently, you got people out there who are, you know, just basically handing it over for $10 or even for free if it's something for a classroom. They no longer need it. They just want it to go to a good home. And it's being refurbished and being sold, and people are making hundreds of dollars on it. If you have that kind of mentality and that kind of aptitude where tinkering with these electronics is something you want to do, there is a huge market there. Now, again, you go to the free stuff section, and sometimes for the electronics, you want to go into where you're actually paying for this, and you put in your dollar amount. Say, I'm looking for 10 used, you know, you name it, 10 used phones. I'm willing to spend $10 for them. I'm willing to come and pick them up and do whatever. Someone's going to take you up on that. There's a market for everything. You get your hands on them. You rehab them. You clear them of their databases or whatever the heck you're supposed to do. Apparently, there are workshops to teach you how to do this stuff. And then you resell them. Everyone's a winner. Now, again, my thing is furniture. And we've got, that's the next big hustle out there. You've got cars, motorcycles, electronics, and furniture. And here's where you got your best, biggest, brightest selling point. If you have a means to deliver the furniture, or you have a means to pick up old furniture that's going to be just given away for free, you've got a huge leg up. Now, I don't own a truck at all. I have neighbors and friends who own them. I have yet to borrow them. I'm not quite into borrowing other people's trucks yet. I'm terrified this will be the one time I get into an accident. No fun. But I have been known to rent trucks once in a while. And when it's really close by, you are still making huge money even after the cost of the truck. All right? Think seriously about sanding that piece of furniture, polishing it. Some old English goes a long way. Some varnish, beautiful. If you know how to upholster, and I'm not talking about some fancy schmancy huge leather sofa you got to upholster. I'm talking about someone who threw out an entire kitchen set on Craigslist because one of the seats easily popped out, had a tear in it. They just wanted to get rid of it. Somebody was happy to pick it up, put a new coat of paint on it, polished the glass on the tabletop, reupholstered almost effortlessly. When it takes less than a half hour to reupholster six chairs, you've got some leftover fabric, and you've got yourself a brand new, beautiful kitchen table that some apartment dweller, it was this small one sent to me that I saw the picture of, a small one, it'll work beautiful in a little beach house or an apartment, and they can practically give it away for next to nothing compared to retail. Maybe they'll sell it for $100. Maybe they'll sell it for $150. And, air quotes, free delivery. A huge selling point on Craigslist. Beautiful stuff. Beautiful stuff. Same thing with cars we talked about. And buying and selling stuff isn't the only way to make money on Craigslist. I love the flipping. I love the reusing. I love the rehabbing. I love the updating, everything else. We talked about deliveries, and I thought this was kind of a small side hustle. I mentioned it last week. I have been contacted by no fewer than three listeners who make a solid side hustle delivering things on Craigslist. And again, this is the bigger furniture, stuff that people just want to transport maybe from their house to the Goodwill because they've got a tax write-off, so they're going to make some money on it too. Maybe it's people that need to send something from their house to their kid's house, an heirloom that they can't move around anymore. Apparently, delivering stuff is very, very big. Now, this is the kind of thing, forgive my upcoming sexist comment, but I really want my big, hulky, you know, really solid looking guys doing this. It sounds like there's a couple of red flags that pop up in my head. If you're going to be called to someone's house to deliver something or pick up something, Craigslist is always the one big asterisk I put there. Whenever I'm buying or selling on Craigslist, I want to meet up in a mutually convenient spot with a lot of cameras and a lot of people around. I have done dozens upon dozens of transactions on Craigslist, never had a hiccup, but you always want to have security in mind. You always want to have security in mind. Okay, so there's your big side hustles. You know you've got a little spare time. Maybe instead of doing the vacation this year, you do a staycation. You eat out with some Chinese food and your favorite movies, and maybe you do a couple of rehab pieces from Craigslist, and you sell them, enjoy a great staycation, and make a few $100 as well. That's the kind of thing I'm talking about. A couple more ideas. Appliances. You've got people out there giving away stoves, microwaves. They're in perfectly good shape. But this is stuff coming straight in from listeners. Stuff that they are happy to pick up, polish up. They're such a disposable society today. Again, with the very generation that's having the most trouble going on vacations, everything's so disposable. Think about the generation that I talked about before, the baby boomers, who have the least money problems because they knew how to rehab, reuse, recycle, live a gorgeous life without breaking the bank. That's the kind of thing I'm talking about. Let's learn from their amazing, fantastic, unstoppable role models there. That's the kind of thing I'm talking about. Don't let anybody else write the rules for you. Oh, I'm supposed to take some expensive vacation. Oh, I'm not supposed to have a side hustle on Craigslist. I'm supposed to make money this way, not that way. Ridiculousness. Ridiculousness. I want you guys making the rules. I want you guys making the cash. I want you guys paying down the debt. Coming up after the break, Dad and Daughter Talk Real Estate. You won't believe the latest numbers and how they're going to impact your summertime real estate goals. And Dr. Sigrun Hallmeyer with Advocate Lutheran General Hospital and Cassie Beisel with the Melanoma Research Foundation. This is summertime related to talk about one of the most common forms of cancer in the U.S., melanoma, and the amazing immunotherapy breakthroughs that have optimism skyrocketing. It's all right after this.
Cheap is small, not too steep.
Looking for high-speed internet where you live but are out of reach of cable and fiber options? Look no further. High-speed internet is now available in your area. As your local authorized HughesNet retailer, Whole Home Connect makes it easy to get the high-speed internet you need with blazing fast speeds, unlimited data with no hard data limits, with built-in Wi-Fi for as little as $2 a day. Act now and for a limited time, get free standard installation and free equipment with HughesNet from Whole Home Connect. You'll enjoy internet service that lets you do more of everything you want to do online, like shopping, surfing, and staying in touch. Call Whole Home Connect and see for yourself why HughesNet is America's number one choice for satellite internet.
800-819-8312. 800-819-8312. 800-819-8312. That's 800-819-8312.
Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. Protect your money with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-461-9694. 800-461-9694. That's 800-461-9694.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-932-4082. 800-932-4082. 800-932-4082. That's 800-932-4082. Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first. Call right now for prices so low, they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-363-2126. 800-363-2126. 800-363-2126. That's 800-363-2126.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt.
800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
And we are back with the Kristen Agopian Show. Half past the hour, you know what that means. Time for another fabulous episode of Dad and Daughter Talk Real Estate with the fine gentleman here in studio with me to my right, John Harriott. Welcome, sir.
Yes, indeedy. And folks, if you have any questions about real estate transactions, it's impossible to convey everything that a person needs to know in a half an hour radio show. But we try to cover the high points here and kind of point you in the right direction of the right thing to do. But if you have further questions or if you're thinking about making that big real estate deal, please give us a call at 484-574-4088. That's 484-574-4088. That's the Dad and Daughter Talk Real Estate Hotline. It's also my cell phone. And I would love to be one of the realtors that you interview for the job of helping you buy that first home or sell your present home and move on to that bigger house you want.
The market's starting to pick up. Despite the temperature out there, we actually are in springtime. Mother Nature will clue into that sooner or later, but
yes,
it's exciting.
Good stuff for realtors. And, you know, before we get into the real estate, Chrissy, I would like to give a book a plug. I didn't write it, but this is one I heard about this morning. And it's written by a senator from Arkansas called Sacred Duty.
Okay.
He's a former Marine who served, I think, two tours in Afghanistan. His name is Tom Cotton. Very, very bright young fella. I think came out of the Marines, got an MBA from one of the name business schools, and he's now in the Senate from the state of Arkansas, and he's written a book called Sacred Duty.
God bless.
And it's about the Honor Guard and the Drum and Bugle Corps that serves at Arlington National Cemetery.
Nice.
And it talks about what they have done, and it's like 116 years worth of history.
Wow.
And this is what these folks have been doing, is guarding Arlington National Cemetery. But he had one story this morning that kind of grabbed me. He said, you know, backup duty for all of these people in this Drum and Bugle Corps is that if they're ever needed in the event of an emergency, is they're also backup infantrymen if there's some kind of an attack on the Capitol, what have you. And he has a story in the book about this one young lady who plays the flute, and that reminded me of somebody I knew who played a flute. And on her second day in Washington, D.C. as a member of this Drum and Bugle Corps, it turned out to be September 11th, 2001.
Oh, God bless.
On her second day. And so she was called into her duty station, and instead of being told it was an emergency practice or something, she was issued a gas mask and a rifle.
Wow.
And she says in the book, you know, any day when you're in the band and they call you in at ungodly hours and they issue you a gas mask and a rifle, you know it's not going to be a real good day.
It's going to be a not vanilla day.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way that works.
And she was sent out to the Pentagon to actually guard the site where the plane had crashed into the Pentagon and killed several people.
Wow.
But anyway, the book is called Sacred Duty, written by Tom Cotton, Republican senator, I believe, from Arkansas. Comes very, very highly recommended and talks about the Drum and Bugle Corps that guards Arlington National Cemetery.
That would be very interesting to read. That sounds like an amazing book.
Yeah, being a Vietnam veteran myself, I kind of have a kinship for that kind of stuff.
Yep, and thank you for your service too, Pop.
Oh, you're welcome, dear. You are welcome. Chrissy, have we been getting some questions in that form any kind of a particular pattern from our listeners here?
Absolutely. No. We always have a great listenership. I love connecting with them on Facebook. They're always great with the text and everything else, too. But the underlying message in all of our latest communication with your fans, whether it's online or via text, seems to have one prevailing thread, and that is with the summertime market starting to heat up.
Mm-hmm.
They're wondering, mainly for those who are thinking about selling their house, how do we know we're pricing it so it's going to sell?
Okay.
And not sit on the sidelines. It's that sweet spot again where no matter what the market, you don't know if you're pricing it too high or too low. But in today's amazing market where you don't know if things are trending upward, staying the same, should I price it lower and hope for a bidding war? How do you go about pricing your house these days for maximum sale?
Hey, very, very good question.
Thank you.
Very, very good question. There are some realtors who, when they're called out to do a listing consultation, I call it a marketing proposal, and I will, believe it or not, always show up in my tuxedo.
I love that tuxedo. That's the same picture that's on your card.
It is. But I do show up in a tuxedo, and the reason I do that is because I think it says something about the standards of service that I offer, and I think it's a way to say thank you to the people I'm visiting to say thank you for having me out and taking the time to chat with me and maybe giving me a chance to earn their business. So that's the reason that I wear the tuxedo.
Yep.
Are you going to a wedding? Or are you playing in a band? Or
guys just don't dig how great they look in suits and tuxes. And the ladies, speaking on behalf of the ladies, I miss the day and age where the guys used to wear suits. I realized they're not the comfiest wardrobe, but guys look dang good in suits, and it ratchets it up even more in a tux. So, yeah, keep the tux going. It's a very cool selling point, I think.
Your mother feels the same
way. Very classy. She's right.
Okay. All righty. But the question is, and let's address it, there's two sides to that.
Okay.
Number one, when you're selling a house, how do you list it for the right price to make sure that you get the most money that you can get?
Yep.
And then a second piece that we'll probably get to a little bit is when you're buying a house. We don't get to it today. We'll get to it in a future program. How do you know you're paying the right price?
I know. It's human nature. I mean, this is one of your biggest investments. You want the highest price you can get for your house if you're selling it.
Absolutely.
You want to buy it for the least amount if you're out there buying.
Absolutely.
And how do you do it all fast? Because nobody has the time to take a long time to do anything. So it's one of those impossible challenges, but realtors get it done.
And it's amazing. It's always a lot of fun when I represent somebody who's selling a house and then who's buying a house.
Yep.
How their perspective changes
right.
The perspective changes
exactly.
from John, how are you going to get me the most money, too, John? How are we going to get this one bought for the least amount
they
of money?
They want how much for that house? They're on their minds.
But that's my job. That is my job.
I love it.
And that's why people hire me. Talking about what is the best way to price a house, let me give you a couple of don'ts for pricing a house right now. First of all, do not rely on the price that you're going to see on Zillow.
No.
The Zestimate, those are notoriously inaccurate.
Yeah.
And if you go into the back office part of Zillow, they will give you a disclaimer on how accurate their estimates are. And I believe the last time I checked, they say these estimates are accurate within plus or minus 20%, 65% of the time.
Well, and that's ridiculous. It's just it's an algorithm. So yeah. It doesn't have that human touch saying, well, you know what, the one down the street has a finished basement and you've got a crawl space. I mean, all the various things that go into determining that kind of stuff, it can't be done with an algorithm like that.
And one of the real weak points of the Zillow's estimates, it doesn't use any actual sales data.
Oh.
It uses assessed values.
Yeah.
For houses, and that can be assessed values for houses can be very, very far off. And even for very similar houses next door to each other,
yeah.
The assessed value can vary by a lot.
Assessed
so number
value.
One, do not depend on the Zestimate.
Assessed value sounds like such a CYA term. It's just hilarious to me.
It is. That's what your taxes are based on.
Boom.
If you have a realtor come out to your house and he says or she says, well, I know what your house will sell for. We should put this on the market for $490,900.
Okay.
If somebody says that, I'd say, well, how do you know that?
Mm-hmm.
And the answer might be, well, I just know that. I would say to them, prove it.
Yeah. Just
because you're going to have to be able to prove to the buyer's agent who is representing the buyer who's making an offer on your house what the house is worth.
And you're not being obnoxious. You're just asking for backup detail. That's all.
Yeah. And if somebody says, well, I know how much your house is going to sell for, I would say, well, thank you very much.
Exactly.
I believe we need more data than that.
Exactly.
So here's the way I think that a house needs to be priced. First of all, the realtor needs to do his or her research before they come out to your house and say, okay, are you in a seller's market where there are more buyers than sellers and prices are going up? Are you in a neutral market where there's about an equal number of buyers and sellers and prices are pretty stable? Or are you in a buyer's market where there's more sellers than buyers?
Mm-hmm.
Prices are actually being forced down.
Yeah.
Now, in most areas, right now we're in what's called seller's market where there's a lot more buyers than sellers.
Beautiful
and
thing.
Prices are going up. So that's the first thing I check is to see how many months of inventory we've got. And if there is less than 5 months worth of inventory, that is a seller's market where prices are going up because there are more buyers than sellers.
Yep, exactly.
That's the first piece of information I'll come out with. Then the second piece of information I'll be presenting to the prospective seller is I will take a look at every house that has sold probably within a 2 mile radius of their house in the last 6 months. Every house. And I'll just get a print out of that. And typically there's going to be somewhere between 40, 50, 60, maybe 100 houses.
Wow.
That were sold in the last 6 months within a 2 mile radius of that house. And I'll give them that list and say, look, these are all of the houses sorted in distance from your house, every house that sold. And that's usually an eye-opener.
I love it because the numbers don't lie. As emotional as we tend to get, numbers are so calming.
Mm-hmm.
They're so reassuring. And they're very helpful when it comes to all the calculations you got to make.
Yep. And usually people have a bias that their house is worth more than their neighbor's house. And then that's what we need to talk facts about. So they've got 40, 50, 60 houses. These are the lists that have sold in the last 6 months. And then I will screen every one of those houses to see which ones are most like the house that they're living in.
Yep.
If they have a 4-bedroom, 2-bath, 1/2 bath, 2-car attached garage with a basement, with a finished basement, I will screen every one of those 62 houses, find the ones that are most like theirs.
Yep.
And I'll print them out. And typically there's going to be somewhere between 3 and 5 that are a pretty close match.
Okay, that's helpful.
And then what I'll do when I find those is I'll highlight those on that list of 60-some houses that are sold.
Yep.
And then I will print out the multiple listing service data sheets for every one of those houses that I think is very similar to theirs.
Okay.
And then we'll print that out and I'll say, look, these are the houses that are most similar to yours. And now we're going to have a talk, Mr. and Mrs. Seller, about which houses you believe of these 5 or 6 we're going to be reviewing. We're going to go through them house by house and we're going to agree. Should this one be selling for more than your house, about the same as your house, or less than your house? Usually pretty amazing. We can almost always agree, and that's how you go about deciding upon the price of the house. That is how we'll decide on the initial listing price.
I love that. It's so straightforward.
Okay, kiddo, I see we've shot up our time here.
And we'll be right back, gang, right after this.
Looking for high-speed internet where you live but are out of reach of cable and fiber options? Look no further. High-speed internet is now available in your area. As your local authorized HughesNet retailer, Whole Home Connect makes it easy to get the high-speed internet you need with blazing fast speeds, unlimited data with no hard data limits, with built-in Wi-Fi for as little as $2 a day. Act now and for a limited time, get free standard installation and free equipment with HughesNet from Whole Home Connect. You'll enjoy internet service that lets you do more of everything you want to do online, like shopping, surfing, and staying in touch. Call Whole Home Connect and see for yourself why HughesNet is America's number one choice for satellite internet.
800-819-8312. 800-819-8312. 800-819-8312. That's 800-819-8312.
Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. Protect your money with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-461-9694. 800-461-9694. That's 800-461-9694.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-932-4082. 800-932-4082. 800-932-4082. That's 800-932-4082.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first. Call right now for prices so low, they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-363-2126. 800-363-2126. 800-363-2126. That's 800-363-2126.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt.
800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
And we are back with the Kristen Agopian Show. And this time of year especially, you've got a lot of people out there who are talking loud and proud about dreaming about opening their own small business. So many people do, but they just don't know where to start to get the ball rolling. It can be intimidating. People need to get it broken down for them. Last year, Amazon launched the Delivery Service Partner Program, which is a huge help to entrepreneurs that want to start their own package delivery companies. Who doesn't have packages delivered every single day? I'm right there with them. Today, Amazon is expanding the program with a new incentive to help their employees pursue their own dreams of becoming a small business owner. Very exciting stuff. And joining us via our newsmaker line is Amazon spokesperson Amanda IP with details. Good morning, Amanda.
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me.
My pleasure. Now, when we got details about this interview, I was so jazzed because our show is all about various ways to run your own business without breaking the bank. And shipping is a huge part of that. You've got a lot of people who are a bit deer in the headlights when they're trying to figure out how to get their products from point A to point B. You have just streamlined that process tremendously. Tell us a little bit for people who don't know, what is the Delivery Service Partner Program?
Absolutely. Well, Amazon's Delivery Service Partner Program helps aspiring entrepreneurs start their very own package delivery company. Amazon takes a hands-on approach to help these individuals start, set up, and manage their delivery businesses, including access to delivery technology, as well as discounts on a suite of assets and services, training on various tools and processes, and delivery volume. And these individuals can earn between $75,000 and $300,000 in annual profit operating 20 to 40 delivery vehicles. And today we're very excited to be expanding this delivery service partner program in the U.S. with a new incentive for employees to become a small business owner and start their own package delivery company.
That is amazing. And the numbers are incredible. Now, talk to me about why is Amazon, why are they focusing and hoping with regards to their current employees will become part of this program? What had them focusing on them?
Yeah, well, Amazon has a long history of creating programs that empower employees to pursue their career aspirations, and we're excited to be launching this new offering for our employees to take really the next step in their career and build their own delivery businesses. You know, successful business leaders think big, they have a bias for action and deliver results on behalf of customers, and these principles are really practiced daily by Amazonians, and we're excited to offer this opportunity for our employees to take the next step in their career and become a small business owner.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I know a good handful of people who work for Amazon at all levels of this organization, and they rave about it. This is one of those rare companies out there where people can envision themselves starting there at the, you know, the ground level and working their way up, spending their entire careers there at Amazon, which is something you can say about precious few companies these days. So clearly you're doing this stuff right. Talk to me about numbers, if you would. Now, none of us have a crystal ball, but break it down for me. How much could someone make if they start their own company delivering Amazon packages?
Well, absolutely. Well, we have negotiated exclusive deals for these new small business owners to be able to start their delivery business for as little as $10,000. And individuals who are successful can earn between $75,000 and $300,000 in annual profit operating a fleet of 20 to 40 delivery vehicles.
That is unbelievable. Now, here's the thing, and you must be hearing this all the time. In this country, we all love the entrepreneurial spirit, but it can be so daunting thinking to yourself, how do I dot the I's and cross the T's? How do I make sure I don't miss a step? Amazon's already done all of that. They, you know, every great company has its history of, oh, you know, I would have done that differently. Hey, this is what hit it out of the park. And now they can go to Amazon and get that kind of guidance where if you've got a dream about starting your own business, you can learn from the best. Who was the person who created this dream child? Is there any one person at Amazon or a think tank there that put this together? How'd this come to be?
Well, you know, we're always innovating new opportunities for our employees to be able to pursue really their career aspirations. We have an innovative program called Career Choice, which is really a program that where Amazon prepays up to 95% of tuition for courses related to in-demand fields. And in the U.S., we have more than 12,000 people who have already taken part in that program. And so we're really excited to be taking yet another step in helping our employees pursue their dreams of owning their own business and being able to still work with Amazon and start their very own package delivery company.
And you know what? I'm showing my age here. I grew up in the 80s and the 90s, and it's incredible how business models have changed and evolved so rapidly. And the vast majority of it is for the better. You know, we have access to, you know, markets that we never did before. We have access to, you know, being able to work from our homes, work from our cars, work from anywhere. So, but it's a double-edged sword when you think to yourself, oh, people aren't going to be that motivated to stay with a certain company. It feels like everything is disposable these days. They feel like they're not really wanted in a company. Amazon has flip that on its head. And the reason why so many people out there feel like their companies aren't quite clicking with them, they feel like there's that disconnect. You know, they feel a little bit disposable. And in a day and age where, you know, decades ago, you used to feel like you could spend your entire career in one place, there, I don't think I can name on one hand the number of places people think that they can spend their entire career and grow and evolve as a person and an employee. And Amazon is really taking the extra steps to do this. It's something that's going to get rave reviews. You're here on the ground floor with this. I can't imagine any demographic who's not going to embrace this. What are your hopes? What are your highest hopes with regards to this, with how many people are going to grab onto this opportunity and run with it? What are your thoughts? What are your preliminary numbers telling you?
Well, we launched the Amazon Delivery Service Partner Program back in June of 2018, and we were humbled by the tremendous response from individuals all across the country who expressed interest in wanting to launch their own business. In fact, we got tens of thousands of applications, and just last year, up to now, we've been able to help more than 200 new small businesses start and hire thousands of local delivery drivers as a result of these new businesses. And this year, we're looking to add hundreds more new businesses. And so we're very excited to be able to continue expanding on this program and providing this incentive to help, again, our employees pursue their career aspirations. But really, this program is open to anybody who's ever dreamed of owning their own business. And we're looking to add hundreds more of these new businesses this year.
Oh, that's fantastic. Now, you got people out there who are listening to your voice right now. They're kind of jazzed about it. They're thinking this could be it, but they're a little hesitant. They're thinking, you know, they're not going to, they want somebody with more experience. They want someone with this or that or fill in the blank. Talk to those people and tell them what exactly you're looking for.
We highly encourage that any individual who's ever dreamed of owning their own business to go to logistics.amazon.com to learn more. You know, we're really looking for individuals who have a true passion for leading and coaching teams of drivers who are going to be out there making deliveries to customers. And so we're looking for individuals who have a strong bias for action, who have a long history of being able to deliver results, who have real grit and, again, a real passion for leading and coaching teams. So if that sounds like you, go to logistics.amazon.com and learn more.
There you go, guys. You thought those companies weren't out there anymore? They are. It's Amazon. Go find them. They've got the goods. They know exactly what you need to do to get this stuff going. And very few other companies can say that. This has been fun. I knew the time was going to fly. You've got an open mic whenever you want to. Will you join us again, say, in 6 months? Let us know how everything's going.
Absolutely. We'd be happy to come back.
Dynamite, thank you so much. And again, give us that website if you would.
Logistics.amazon.com, where individuals can go learn more about how to start their own package delivery company.
Outstanding. And until next week, save those pennies, pay with cash, and you all stay frugal out there.
Looking for high-speed internet where you live but are out of reach of cable and fiber options? Look no further. High-speed internet is now available in your area. As your local authorized HughesNet retailer, Whole Home Connect makes it easy to get the high-speed internet you need with blazing fast speeds, unlimited data with no hard data limits, with built-in Wi-Fi for as little as $2 a day. Act now and for a limited time, get free standard installation and free equipment with HughesNet from Whole Home Connect. You'll enjoy internet service that lets you do more of everything you want to do online, like shopping, surfing, and staying in touch. Call Whole Home Connect and see for yourself why HughesNet is America's number one choice for satellite internet.
800-819-8312. 800-819-8312. 800-819-8312. That's 800-819-8312.
Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. Protect your money with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-461-9694. 800-461-9694. That's 800-461-9694.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-932-4082. 800-932-4082. 800-932-4082. That's 800-932-4082.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first. Call right now for prices so low, they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-363-2126. 800-363-2126. 800-363-2126. That's 800-363-2126.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt.
800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.